And how long has the exhibition been in the making, Heather?
Well, the exhibition is now on its fifth solo exhibition, so it took 2 years to put together, and it's been touring around for the last couple of years, and it has another exhibition in Hertfordshire in January. So this one is going to be at Alton, in the beautiful little Allen Gallery at Alton in Church Street, and it will be there for the month. So it's opening today. It's the mayor is going to attend, which I'm absolutely delighted about, and it will be on then through till the 29th.
And where did the idea come from? What was it that made you think an exhibition that's suitable for blind people, and everyone, of course, would be the way to go?
I specialise in this style of painting and developed it. And I, from what I gather, I think I'm still the only person in the UK doing this. I taught myself to paint about 14 years ago. And on one of the early years of painting, so that I started to paint miniatures and then portraits and all different styles of painting, contemporary art. And then I bumped into a woman in a gallery, and I asked her, I said, where do you, I knew she couldn't see, and I said, well, where do you go to feel art? And she said, well, nowhere, my dear. I can't go anywhere. You're not allowed to touch anything. And I thought this really bothered me. So over the next week or so, I then decided to create some work that I knew that could be touched. And because I could work with fine plaster, what I actually do is I do the drawing, I use this very, very fine plaster and a small brush, and I build up the edges. So if I was to do your face, I would do the outline of your face, your nose, your eyes, your eyelashes, your teeth, everything. Mm. Build that up with the fine plaster. And what it is a form of relief work. If you could imagine icing, if someone's iced a cake, it's that kind of same feel, but it's on a painting.
Some paintings that you see, Heather, I can imagine how that would work generally with what I'm going to call general art, which is a very clumsy term, but with the sort of very thick oils that you see used, and you can see the ridges, and you can see, obviously not allowed to touch them in a traditional gallery, but you can imagine the texture and how it would feel if you put your hand to it. So we're kind of in the same area here, I think.
No, we're not. You see,
No.
When you're using oils and they're building it up, if somebody was visually impaired, they wouldn't be able to work that out.
But if
you go and say on a portrait, in this case a portrait, they can feel around the hair, that they know, they can feel what it is.
I'm with you. So like it would be a face-to-face meeting with someone.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
And how do you do that so it remains robust, Heather? Because I imagine with all the people who are going to be going and getting one-on-one with the art, you have to make sure it's up to being touched by lots of people over the period of the exhibition.
Yeah, it's proven, the way that I do it's proven to be really tough. I create the painting with the plaster, I paint the plaster, and then there'll be 6 coats of varnish put on top. And an example of how tough it is, one of my commissions was for the Mary Rose Museum to make a copy of the Mary Rose ship. And they've had over 1 million visitors. And if you imagine 3/4 of them will reach over and touch the painting, that's a lot of people. And I check it every couple of years, and I go and clean it, and I just look at it, see, and it's absolutely fine.
That's remarkable.
I know it's tough, yeah.
I was going to say, do you have to do much touching up? But it sounds like it's so strong in its structure to begin with. It holds up amazingly well.
It does. I'm very pleased with that, because that's the one that tests all of it. I have a piece up in the Tate Modern, and that piece is, you have to book to get that, to see that painting, because it's part of a Touch Tours collection. So I've no idea how many people actually get to touch it. But the Mary Rose is a good indication. It works.
So 14 portraits is what people will be able to enjoy in this exhibition in Alton. And what are they made up of? I mean, you mentioned like the Mary Rose there, and obviously people's faces and features. Is that the basis of the exhibition?
Yeah,
or
the exhibition is 14 people that I've chosen because I've either seen or heard or read about them, and they fascinate me. And it's not, the title of the collection is called I'm Not Who You Think I Am. So, for example, if you were to see an elderly woman sat there and you think, no, I won't sit next to her, I'll go and sit somewhere else. If you didn't sit and talk to her, you would have missed speaking to Mary Ellis, the Spitfire pilot, who's this year 100 years old. That elderly lady you didn't take any notice of is amazing. The young man with the hoodie, the one that you think, no, I won't sit next to him in a cafe. Lewis Clark, at 16, was the youngest person to reach the South Pole. It's about how we make judgments on people. We look at them, we think we work out who they are and what they are, and actually, more often than not, we're wrong. People are really fascinating. Yeah. They've all got stories one way or another. So this is a cross-section, 14 people. Each one of the portraits also has an audio description. So in nearly all of them, you can see the painting, you can feel the painting, you press the button next to it and you'll hear that person's voice.
So it's almost a multimedia experience then, yeah. Heather, with the different ways that people can engage with the work.
Well, I created the work so that the visually impaired can share the experience. And what I realised was that I would be putting up Braille descriptions. And because so many people lose their sight later in life, they don't learn Braille. So nobody could still understand what the painting was about and the information. I thought, this is ridiculous. I've got to find another way to do it. And to make a little box, a frame box by the side of it, was obvious. Even for children. They won't bother to read the description, but they'll press the button and listen to the voice. You know?
Making it interactive, the way forward, yeah. in many walks of life. Well, listen, it sounds absolutely fascinating. How long is the run for? It opens today at the Allen Gallery in Alton.
Yeah,
how long do people find it for?
It finishes on the 29th, and I'm going to be there from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock today.
Well, we wish you all the success with it, Heather. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
on to talk about it.
Thank you very much indeed.
And it's Heather Bowring, right?
Bowring, yes.
I got it right the second time. Thanks for coming on, Heather. Good luck with that. And you can see and indeed feel.